Here in the Bethel Regional High School band room, or temporary green room, seniors are straightening their caps and gowns one last time and taking pictures with their friends. Many of the high school class of 2017 are looking forward to what's next in their futures.
Brenna Rice. Today is like the signification of my next step towards life. After high school, I am going to Western Washington University to study a degree in business.
Robert Michael. Just can't wait to get on and go to do other things and get out and experience life by myself. For next year, I'm going to go to UAA. Right now, I'm on undecided major, but I'm going to figure it out when I get there.
Many are going off to two-year or four-year colleges, both here in Alaska and the lower 48. Some as far away as New York.
Tamron Hodge. My plans after high school are to go to Barnard College in New York. I'm just really thankful to this community. They've supported me all through my life, and I'm thankful for them.
Mitchell Garrett Ebert.
Some graduates have been through a lot to get here, but none more than Mitchell Eberts, the youngest and first of his siblings to graduate high school. You can tell by the enthusiastic applause that everyone in the school knows his story. Mitchell says his mother kidnapped him and his sister for 8 years. During that time, he fell behind in many subjects, like reading and math. By the time he re-entered school at the age of 12 in eighth grade, he had a lot of catching up to do.
My mom had taken me and my sister to Lower 48 and all over the states through Canada and Mexico. And there was a huge, like, eight-year investigation on it, and they finally found us in 2012. And then it was really hard fought. I didn't know how to spell my name, do simple math, so on and so forth. And my dad sat there and he helped me and my sister sit there and get our education back.
Then last year, Mitchell Ebert's father was diagnosed with cancer. His older sister dropped out of high school to take care of her dad and is now completing her GED. Today, Mitchell takes in the scene, laughing and chatting with classmates, eager to get out into the world and happy to make his family proud.
It's nice to be able to sit there and have my dad go out with the last huzzah almost of just having a kid graduate and be able to honor my family that way.
Like his father and his grandfather before him, Eberts is currently enlisted in the military and also plans to attend college one day. But to study what, he's not sure yet.
I present to you the graduates of Bethel Regional High School, class of 2017.
For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.